Well, as I was sharing before, that we need to take a look at some scripture. I wanted to start with John 15 and verses 1 through 12 and 13 and take a look at the fact that we are connected. If you're in Christ, then you are connected to the vine. You're connected. And it's and Jesus speaking here, he said, I am the true vine. This is Jesus speaking. And my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. So we like to say we don't like the purging part or the pinching part, but thank God we all in some measure are bearing fruit. So there's a pruning process and going through life and going through obstacles and issues in this life is part of this process. And as we go through, God may make some corrections in our habits and life. And so that we can do what? Bring forth more fruit. And he said, now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me and I in you as the branch cannot. You know, that's like what we've been reading. It's without faith, it's impossible to please God. This is saying here that it says the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me. Verse 5, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same, he's talking about the branches here, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. So we need to remind ourselves always that as we go through life, as we interact with people, as we interact in the various responsibilities that we have, whether it's you're a housewife or you're a husband or you're, you know, your job, you may own a business, you can do nothing apart from him. You may reach a certain level of success, but to bear much fruit and to be successful in him, as far as he's concerned, meaning God, that you're going to have to stay connected to him. So this means that we need to have this in the forefront of our minds that in order for us to operate in faith, in order for us to operate in the love of God, we have got to stay connected to the vine. We have to continually make sure we're abiding in him. And let's continue. Verse 6, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and now he further expands, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. This go back on some of the lessons that we've been teaching on. If any man lacks wisdom, let him do what? Ask of God, who giveth liberally and upbraideth not. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, tossed and moved about. So here he goes on, and it says here in verse 8, herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. Now he starts talking about the love of God. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. So Jesus is saying here that, number one, we need to make sure we're abiding in him and that his words abide in us. And that it says, and you can ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. But it also, when we look at verse 5, it says you can do nothing apart from him. So we need to remind, as I said, we need to remind ourselves and do a checkup. You know, they talk a checkup from the neck up. And check your heart, check your mind. What are you thinking on? What are you talking about and believing? And make sure that we're doing what? Keeping the word of God in our hearts. And also, we're doing what? Walking in the love of God. You know, I heard, you know, as I was quiet this week, I heard this in my heart saying that your words activate your confession activates what you believe. So you can believe something, but when you begin to speak it, you activate it. What do I mean by that? You give it license to begin working in your life. You cause it to be activated, or as the scripture says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And we know in Mark 11:23, it says, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, believe, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. And it says, what? But shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So it's not enough just to believe that I am abiding in Christ, and it's not good enough to just keep the word in my heart, but I've got to do what? I've got to speak the word of God. I've got to meditate. This is what Joshua 1:8 says, that I've got to let not this book of the law depart out of my mouth, but meditate therein day and night, observe to do it, and you will make your way prosperous. This is really what this is talking about here, that you will begin to accomplish things. You've got to abide in him and let his word abide in you, and then speak it, mutter it, begin to confess it, and not talk about and confess all of the issues that you're dealing with in life. This is how we become rooted and built up in Christ, and not let the issues of life buffet us around and push us around, but we do what? Confront it. Put on, keeping the whole armor of God on. So let's take a look at Romans chapter 5. We were looking at this on Sunday. And in verse 1, it says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom, by Christ, also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. Rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation, now this is some of the things that some of us are walking through in these current times that we're in, seasons. Some of you are walking through some trials and adversity. You know, tribulation might just be better termed as adversity. It worketh what? Patience or endurance. And it goes on to say that, and patience, you could say, worketh experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. And I was reading some different translations. The Jordan translation, I was reading these on Sunday. In verse 5, it says, "For God has given us a love transfusion by the Holy Spirit He provided us." And the Blackwelder translation of verse 5 says, "God's love has been poured forth into and continues inundating our hearts." So God has shed abroad. This word just means that we've been influenced by poured forth. God has poured forth His love in our hearts, which allows us to do what? Love people that are difficult. And I would say, as we go through, difficult times, and you might look at what's going on in society and say there's some difficult times going on financially and socially and racially, all the different kinds of unrest and different things that are going on, that the one thing that is going to be key for us is to do what? Stay connected to the vine. Stay connected to His Word. Make sure you're abiding in Him and in the Word. And let the love of God begin to work in you so that when you face difficult situations, that you look to the inside. You know, Brother Hagin used to say it when he was alive, be God inside minded. So when you're faced with a difficult situation in life, what should be our first thing? Look to the inside. You may be, being pressured to make a choice or make a decision, or somebody's giving you a hard time. What do you do? Look to the inside. Look to the greater one on the inside. We're what? Brand new creatures in Christ. We need to keep reminding ourselves that greater is He that is inside me. Than he that is in the world. He is going to try to press you to the place of doing what? Giving up and throwing your hands up. But we need to remind ourselves that the greater one is in us. And we need to remind ourselves that He's greater than this opposition that I'm facing and this issue that I'm facing. And so let's look at Ephesians 3, chapter 14. And through 21, and I want to look at this here. I've got a place I want to land on, but I want to look at these few scriptures first. Ephesians 3:14. And it says, in the New Living Translation, it says, "When I think of all this, I fall to my knees and pray to the Father, the creator of everything in heaven and earth. I pray that from His glorious, unlimited resources, He will empower you with inner strength through His Spirit." You know, what does the scripture say in Colossians? We are filled with the fullness of God. So from these unlimited resources, God is going to do what? Strengthen us, empower us, by His Spirit. In verse 17, it says, "Then Christ will make His home in your hearts as you do what? Trust in Him. Your roots," I like this, "will grow down into God's love and keep you strong." So the faith cometh by how? By hearing and hearing the Word of God. So the roots of your faith are going to grow down into the love of God, which is the soil of my heart now. What happened? God took up residence in my heart by His Spirit, so love resides there. So the roots of my faith are going to do what? Grow down into God's love and do what? Keep you what? Strong. So when we're being buffeted and we're being pressured, what's going to keep you strong? The roots of your faith need to grow down into the soil of God's love, which is in you. And verse 18, and may you have the power to understand, as all peoples, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully, then you will be made what? Complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. Now all glory to God, who was able, through his mighty power at work in who? Us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Glory to him in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, forever and ever. Amen. So just going back and look at this, he said, his mighty power, which is at work in us, is able to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Well, you know, some of us can ask and think some pretty big things. But this says here that his power that's at work in us can accomplish infinitely more than that. So we need to remind ourselves that we're connected. Stay connected. Stay connected to the vine. Stay immersed in his word. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Keep the love of God stirred up in your heart. What does that mean? You've got to act upon the love of God when you don't feel like it. And this says here that the power of God is going to do what? It's going to empower us. It says here, verse 19, may you experience the love of Christ. You've got to act upon it. Though it is too great to understand fully, then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. So as we do what? Let the roots of our faith, what does that mean? When we talk about the roots of my faith going down into the love of God, what does that mean? I need to decree with my mouth what I believe. You may believe that the love of God has been shed abroad in your heart. You may believe that, but then if you say something apart from that, then you're disconnected from what you believe. Life and death, death and life is in the power of the tongue. So what do we need to do in these situations? As we're going through life, we need to say, the love of God is in me. I walk in love, and I operate in the love of God. You may have missed it. Ask God to forgive you. Keep stepping forward and keep confessing the word of God. Keep speaking what you believe. You know, some people may say, well, you don't act that way. I'm speaking what I believe. And I may have to make some corrections along the way, but I am going to speak what I believe, and you need to do the same. You may not have reached the level of love that you want to achieve, but you do what? You keep speaking what you believe. This is doing what? Your speaking is activating what you believe. And so here, let me read this in verse 17. This is the Laubach translation. It says, I pray that the roots of your faith may grow deep in the ground of his love. And God's Word translation, it says, I also pray that love may be the ground into which you sink your roots and on which you have your foundation. So what is our foundation? Let me read that again. It says, then Christ will live in you through faith. This is God's word translation. I also pray that love may be the ground into which you sink your roots and on which you have your foundation. What's your foundation supposed to be on? The love of God. And the 20th century New Testament, It says we're to be, it says be filled to the full with God himself. And the Good News translation, it says that we are to be completely soaked, be completely filled with the very nature of God. Glory to God. So as our faith, the roots of our faith sink down into the ground or the soil of God's love on which we have our foundation, then it says here, we're able, this says here in verse 17 of the New Living, it says, I'll remind you again, it says, then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you do what? Trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. Glory to God. So here, this is what we need to remind ourselves, that in him, remember, we can do nothing apart from him. So what is that actually saying? Apart from him, God is love. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So Christ is God, God is love. If we abide in Christ, we abide in him, we abide in love. And so the roots of our faith need to grow down into this love, and it keeps us strong, and I might add, steady. But I just want to look at the Passion Translation of Ephesians 3 and verse 20. Ephesians 3 and verse 20 in the Passion Translation. We just read verse 20, but I like this. It says, never doubt God's mighty power to work in you and accomplish all this. He will achieve infinitely more than your greatest request. Wow. You must believe, right? What does it say? Your most unbelievable dream and exceed your wildest imagination. He will outdo them all, for his miraculous power constantly energizes you. Hallelujah. I'm going to read that again. Never doubt God's mighty power to work in you and accomplish all this. He will achieve infinitely more than your greatest request, your most unbelievable dream. Boy, some of us can dream some unbelievable dreams. And exceed your wildest imagination. He will outdo them all, for his miraculous power constantly energizes you. But what's the key here? That he will do all of these things, right? He will do infinitely more than your greatest request. He will do what? He will do more than your most unbelievable dream, and he will exceed your wildest imagination. But it requires that we stay connected to the vine and that his word abides in us. He said, if my words abide in you, you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. So we need to stay connected. Let the roots of our faith grow down deep into God's love. And then he'll do his. So we have a manward side and there's a Godward side. So here, we need to let the word of God abide in our heart and do what? Meditate therein. So as we've face all these different seasons in life. You know, think about a tree. You know, a tree, before it can really blossom and bloom, you know, I was around plants and different kinds of things. My father was a horticulturist. He graduated from Cornell University and some other university on the West Coast. And I just saw he did a lot of grafting. And so I was around trees and just saw nature and the various things. And one of the things that I observed was before a tree begins to really take off and there's the branches begin to shoot up and grow, those roots have got to grow down deep to do what? Get nourishment. So they can actually weather all the seasons that trees may be confronted with. You know, there's obviously there's some trees that don't do well in northern climates, but we're just talking about trees in general are designed to handle all of the issues that they're confronted with, whether it's heat, cold, wind, you know, sleet, all of these various things. Those trees, when the roots grow down deep and they're getting the nourishment, they can get that nourishment through every season. And that's really, when you look at our own lives, we go through seasons in life. We need to make sure that the roots of our faith continue to grow down deep into the soil of God's love. So we do what? Let the nourishment of that, let that feed our spirits and nourish us through the various seasons of life. Let's look at Psalm 1 and let's look at the Amplified, Psalm 1 through 1 through 3. And it says, blessed, happy, fortunate, prosperous, and enviable is the man who walks and lives not in the counsel of the ungodly, following their advice, their plans, and purposes, nor stands submissive and inactive in the path where sinners walk, nor sits down to relax and rest where the scornful and mockers gather. But his what? His delight. This is talking about letting the word abide in our hearts. But his delight and desire are in the law of the Lord. And on his law, the precepts, the instructions, the teachings of God, he habitually meditates, ponders, and studies by day and by night. And what does it say if we do that? And he shall be like a tree, firmly planted. See, this is what we're talking about here. And tended by the streams of water, ready to bring forth its fruit in its season. Its leaf also shall not fade or wither, and everything he does shall prosper and come to maturity. Now, you may be going through a season where it doesn't look like you're prospering, or maybe you're, you know, thinking that you should be, you know, producing more fruit than you are. Keep connected to the vine. Keep meditating. Let your delight be in the law of the Lord. Meditate on it day and night. Let the roots of your faith grow down into the soil of God's love. Keep the love of God stirred in your heart. Keep your love for him and his word uppermost in your heart. So I encourage you, during these times, stay steady and don't give up. Glory to God. Stay connected to the vine. Let's look at Luke chapter 6. In the Amplified, Luke 6, verses 46 through 49. It's a familiar scripture. In the Amplified Classic. And it says, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not practice what I tell you? See, this is what we're talking about, meditating and acting upon the word. For everyone who comes to me and listens to my word in order to heed their teaching and does them, I will show you what he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug and went down deep. This is talking about your roots of faith digging down deep and laid a foundation upon the rock. This is the love of God here. What's our foundation? And when a flood arose, the torrent broke against that house and could not shake it or move it because it had been securely built and founded on a rock. But he who merely hears and does not practice doing my words is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation, against which the torrent burst, and immediately it collapsed and fell, and the breaking and ruin of that house was great. Glory to God. Now, just in the last few minutes here, let's look at Colossians chapter 2 and verse 7. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 7. It says, have the roots of your being firmly and deeply planted in him, fixed and founded in him, being continually built up in him, becoming increasingly more confirmed and established in the faith. Glory to God. Just as you were taught, abounding and overflowing in it with thanksgiving. So this says here, we are to have the roots of your being, the roots of your faith, firmly and deeply planted in him, fixed and founded in him. And what does it say? Being continually built up in him. Glory to God. So during this time, we need to take some time and work on your, what I call it, you know, your personal life. Work on your mind. You know, when I say work on your mind, renew your mind to the things of God. Work on your thinking, your discipline, your finances, your weight, your relationships, your behavior. Take a look at your own personal life and those areas that need work. Work on those. Let the roots of your faith sink down deep into what? The love of God. Now let's take a look at Colossians 3, verses 1 through 3. Colossians 3, verses 1 through 3 in the King James. And it says, if ye then be what? Risen with Christ, and we are, seek what? Those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your what? Your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. It doesn't mean we don't have responsibilities, but it's basically saying your affections, those things that you guard dear to yourself. Place those affections, what? On things above, not on things of the earth. And verse 3, for we are dead, and what? Your life is hid with Christ in God. So when we look at this, my life is what? Hid in Christ, hidden with Christ in God. So when issues come, what is it really trying to do? It's trying to shake you from that position of being stable. What did it say when we just got done in Luke? It said here that let me show you a person who built their house on a rock, on a solid foundation, are those that not only hear his word, listen to it, but they heed it. They act upon the word of God. So as we're walking through these seasons in life, whatever, and it can be different for everybody, but in general, people are walking through this troubled season, and I believe this season is preceding the greatest outpouring of the power of God and the anointing of God that we've ever seen in history of mankind. And it's meant to get people off of or disconnected or not thinking about God's agenda and God's kingdom. He all has given us different assignments. But whatever we're doing, just remember it's about promoting, it's about advancing God's kingdom and God's agenda. You may have personal assignments that God has raised you up to do, but those assignments are to do what? We're all to do what? Promote the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. So whether you're in business, you're working for a company, you have your own company, it's mainly that you can be a witness for the love of God, a witness for God in the people that you interact with. And don't let people pressure you and put your thinking in a position that you forget who you are in Christ. Always remember that wherever you go, you bring Him with you. And so we need to always remind ourselves that wherever we are, whatever we're doing, wherever we go, the people we interact with, greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. So you bring His presence, you bring His anointing, you bring His love, you bring His faith with you into that setting. And so always remember that. Never forget who you are in Christ, that you are His ambassador for Him. To do what? Help people, enlighten them, share the love of God, and glory to God. So let's, as I close, let's just remind ourselves to stay connected to the vine and remind ourselves that without Him, we can do nothing. Praise the Lord. And we need to be rooted and what? Built up in Christ. Glory to God. Praise God. Before we sign off here, or we finish, let's just, for those that may be watching that don't know Christ, or maybe you have strayed away and you've strayed away from Him, and you need to recommit or rededicate your life, and maybe you just, you've been apart from Him for a number of years, and you just need to rededicate your life and ask Him to come into your heart, and you desire that. Let's make this simple confession: for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto righteousness, and you believe in your heart, and you confess with your mouth that Jesus is the Christ. So, Father, we confess this evening that You are the Christ, You are the Savior of the world, and we believe with our heart unto the fact that Jesus is the Christ. But we confess with our mouth that Jesus is our Savior. And so, Father, I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, and we were raised with Him. And Father, I thank You and receive Jesus now as my Savior. I ask You to cleanse my heart of any sin in my life, and I ask that the blood of Jesus cleanse me. And Father, I thank You now, according to the belief in my heart and the words of my mouth, that I am saved. If you said that simple profession of faith, that just means that you've become born again, you've made Jesus the Lord of your life, and you are as the scripture says, a brand new creature in Christ. And what the scripture says in Romans 10, whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Glory to God. Let's continue. As we're continuing here, if you made that profession of faith and you believed in your heart and confessed with your mouth the Lord Jesus, then just contact us. You can email us or write us. Or you can call us, and the information is on the screen. And we'll get some information out to you that will help explain to you who you've become in Christ.